3,000 volunteers around the world in its final testing phase for its coronavirus vaccine candidate.
Some competitors like Moderna and Pfizer have already entered this final stage testing, but Johnson & Johnson's shots differ in that they don't need to be frozen, and those getting them may only need one shot, not two.
Fox's Lillian Wu, America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. 1 week now after Sally, we're watching another tropical system approach from the west. This one, more of a rain event. The name is Beta, and we'll watch it move from Mississippi in through North Alabama the next couple of days. Today, a high temperature in the upper 70s. Widely scattered storms are possible, but the chances get a little bit better tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 65. Then tomorrow and Friday, showers and storms become likely. A few tropical downpours, not out of the question. We'll be in the low 80s by Friday. Then there's a risk of some lingering showers over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Man trying to enter an office building on 4th and Main with no mask. Repeat, no mask.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
To do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask. Made it mandatory almost every place. That we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. This mask wearing isn't fun. And the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline, 'cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seemed she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist and said,
"What are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?"
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID mask.
His COVID mask.
Nobody gets a pass.
That stupid mask.
Can't even pump my gas.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. I'm home.
What do you want?
I need to come in and get my mask.
Don't let Daddy in the house, Mommy. He's not wearing his mask.
No mask, no entry. Sorry.
But, honey.
You should have taken it with you. You're not getting in this house. I changed the lock.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. Let's talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I hate the news. I just hate it. I'm just trying to get through the afternoon.
And here they are.
They being Lizzie Brock, maybe Sesame's wife.
He'll be here.
Here's the song we should be playing today, because right on cue, right on cue, they had the U-Hauls lined up, filled with whatever they're going to throw and destroy in Louisville, because we are now living in a country where it's mob rule. It's amazing how they happen to be in place and ready to riot wherever there's an excuse. An excuse. And the grand jury did not deliver an indictment to execute the policeman involved in the Breonna Taylor case. They heard all the evidence. I'm sure, unless they're completely living in a cave or a shell, that they're aware of the social components of this case, and they charged one officer with three counts of wanton endangerment. What are they supposed to do? Make it up? Or do as they did to this this poor Omaha bartender, where Special Prosecutor Frederick Franklin gave a press conference discussing the case he brought against him, charging him with murder because he was defending his property.
Isn't he the one that committed suicide?
He committed suicide, yes. Because this a-hole is more married to his ideology. And as far as I'm concerned, he should be charged with involuntary manslaughter just for pushing this guy over the edge. And here's the worst part. This prick says, well, it's his fault for being a Trump supporter. Got that? It's okay with prosecutors to push you into a suicide because you had the audacity to support Donald Trump. African-American, by the way, have you noticed that so many people in these positions of power, what's the complaint here? We don't have enough? That there's no opportunity for people of color to get into positions where they can deliver justice? I mean, I see this is Omaha, Chicago, all over the place. Atlanta. So, yeah. Stated that Gardner was philosophically opposed to the reason for the protest, but it's his bar. And protesting in America does not include the right to destroy other people's property.
Even the Democrats are saying that.
The claim is the Democrats are the biggest bunch of jerk-offs on the planet. Give me a good reason. You impeach Donald Trump for a phone call! For a frickin' phone call! Asking, not demanding, asking Ukrainians look into potential shenanigans with Hunter Biden. Today, it comes out, not only was this doofus getting money from the Ukrainians, he was getting it from the Russians and the Chinese! He hit the trifecta! We're talking millions and millions of dollars. This is the vice president's kid. Do you think he got it because he was so frickin' brilliant? He got it because daddy was the vice president under Obama. But they impeached Trump for a phone call. And apparently somebody asked Joe about this today, and Joe went off. I got to find that clip. This is insanity. On every level. So, yeah, the rioters are ready there in Louisville. They have a curfew of 9 o'clock. You think they'll observe that? That they'll respect the law? So it wasn't enough. The grand jury apparently was supposed to say, not only are these men guilty, no need for a trial, but execute them. But just something inside tells me that that wouldn't have been enough either. But this idea that an actual prosecutor in Omaha, Nebraska can justify a murder charge for defending property and then making this guy's life feel hopeless. He's a veteran. This bar owner was a veteran. And he killed himself. Because maybe it's not just his situation. He looks at what's going on in this country, this mass insanity that's totally sanctioned by the Democrats and the media. I'll tell you what, I don't think there's any such thing as a good Democrat anymore. There just isn't. They're going to go nuts with the Supreme Court because they forget that they set up the rules that Trump is going to use. See, that's the funny part of that. Oh, simple majority. Okay, you took it away. Mitch McConnell told you this is going to come back to bite you. Guess what? There's teeth marks in your Democratic ass. So live with it. Deal with it. And somehow all of this governing by the threat of riot is supposed to draw a lot of people to the Democratic Party. You got to be kidding. Louisville protests growing after Taylor decision. You know, it'd be nice if the media just left. Do we have to have a televised riot every single time? God only knows what we're going to see by tomorrow morning.
If it bleeds, it leads.
How many more businesses are going to burn tonight? How much destruction? We've had $2 billion worth of destruction. And you can send the entire bill, every single penny, to the Democratic Party. They don't care.
This won't be a repeat of Portland and Seattle.
Well, that's wishful thinking. Why would it be? Why would this be any different? They have been waiting for this for a long time. We've got basketball players and athletes wearing Breonna Taylor. You know, there's more to the story than the police just busting in. But nobody's going to tell you that. And if the grand jury heard all the evidence, remember, these people have to make, they're talking about people's lives here. And if their determination was in lieu of all the evidence that was presented, wanton neglect or something. If that's the charge, they were given all the possible charges they could consider in the case in lieu of evidence. They didn't bring a grand jury in the room and say, what do you guys think about this Breonna Taylor thing? What should we do? So they made a decision. I don't know that any decision would be preventing what's taking place there now. Watching them unload U-Hauls with all their riot materials. And who do you think might be funding these things? Huh? George Soros, a possibility? I'm asking for a friend. I think that's totally possible.
I do, too.
So it is 3:16. We're doing bomb hours after the show.
And we're celebrating your birthday.
Which do we have to?
Which is Sunday, yes.
I think we should, from this point forward anyway, if we're going to celebrate, let's wait till after the day has come and gone. Just to make sure I'm not dead. Because at this rate, every day, it's another thing. It's another disaster. It's another bad news day.
Don't let it own you, Greg.
We're still waiting. I want to thank Victoria, who called the show this morning to blow kisses at Jay Scott.
I heard that. I miss you.
Yeah, to help him feel better.
Hope somebody, Rusty, got that in a soundbite.
I hope he did. And if he did, it's out of the kindness of his heart because he's not paid to do that for the show. He does it because he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And for no other reason. Gotta love that. So what do I do today? Senate Finance and Homeland Security Committee's released devastating report on Hunter Biden, Burisma, and corruption. Crooked Biden family enriched themselves, and Obama knew. Of course he knew. He's the mastermind, all of this, the spying, all of it. All of it they knew. Union members snubbing Biden, supporting Trump. Well, finally, that's good to see. As the election gets closer, Biden takes more days off. This debate, I mean, it's getting close. I still think some last-minute thing will take place that will keep Joe off the stage. I just don't see him, even with a friendly moderator like Chris Wallace, who is more evidence that Fox News has moved very much to the left and abandoned their core, except in primetime.
Well, my concern for him is that the way they're pushing him, and I understand he doesn't have President Trump's schedule, but still, the kind of pressure that he's under, the kind of mental pressure that he's under, tires him out so greatly. I mean, I'm concerned for his physical well-being.
Here we go. Public schools are beginning to integrate BLM protests. Abolish the police. A full-bore cultural revolution underway in America, and if it succeeds, you're going to wake up one day in a country you won't recognize. I couldn't agree more. They're using public schools to brainwash generation of kids to hate America while embracing an ideology that is completely non-conducive to liberty and poison to society. Public schools across the country have endorsed the BLM movement and encouraged teachers, students, and parents to do the same, with some schools organizing their own protests. We are graduating, we're not even graduating, we're pushing kids all the way through school to graduate at a an elementary school reading level, but they got time for this. Man, we better wake up, and we better fix this fast. Fund counselors, not cops. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. No reason for this. What? So ever. Still plenty of warm weather left. Is our air conditioning working in here? See, our landlord maintains our AC. Otherwise, we would be Clark's Club members in the studio, too. Trust me on that. We've suffered through enough hot days. If you don't have a go-to company that you can call and know they'll be on the way when you need help, you need to partner up with Clark's Heating and Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They hire the best HVAC technicians. They got the most talented plumbers. I've used them so many times. They never cease to amaze. They've saved me a ton of money in situations where I thought I'd have to replace a fixture. They just rebuilt it so it works and no longer leaks, because they're really good at what they do. And when you go splashing through your living room, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or the next day when there's a problem like that. You want somebody who's on the way. And that's what Clark's Club members can depend on. Call them at 277-2125. Everybody that works for Clark's is thoroughly background checked and drug tested on an ongoing basis. There's never any doubt about who's in your home, helping keep your family comfortable and your plumbing in line. Visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004 or 277-2125. Our first call of the afternoon is Cooter.
You're looking good today, man.
He is.
Hey, Greg, I'm getting to be an old decrepit feller now, and I sleep late sometimes, like the last couple of days. Through my half-sleep brain this morning, I heard just snippets of your show, like when Victoria called, I heard part of that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go get the podcast and see what all's been said about Jay. But since Jay's not there to do the podcast, there's no podcast to listen to.
I think some of that's going to get caught up. I think.
Okay. Can you tell me what's going on with Jay, or is that something we don't talk about? Or
We're waiting for more information.
Okay.
As many people know, when you're in the hospital, most of the time you're there, you're waiting for a doctor.
Right.
And that's exactly what he's done all day today.
Okay.
He was hoping to be out today. So all we know is that they're serving him wretched hospital food. And that's about it. But I texted him earlier and I said, hey, Victoria called and blew you kisses today, and he was very pleased at that news. He, more than anybody, would love the podcast for that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then Rosie just mentioned about Rusty grabbing that, you know. I think he'll need a podcast for that, too. So hopefully somebody will catch it up soon. I know that when Jay's on vacation, somebody usually comes in and does it. And I appreciate your information, man, and an early happy birthday to you.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, let's wait until it comes and goes before we get...
I'll call you next week and see who's there.
All right, that's a good idea. That's what I recommend.
Thanks,
Kat. If I'm here on Monday, you'll know that I made it to the next one.
You'll be here.
I'm not even sure I'm going to make it till 6 o'clock tonight.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
We have new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. But if that's not your thing, we've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year. Lots and lots of wonderful Christmas decorations, Christmas ornaments, Christmas gifts, because the season is changing. And you know what? If you want to get ready early, you come on, call us at Tucker Pecan, send us a list of your clients, customers, families, friends. We will take care of the rest, and your Christmas shopping is done. We do fundraisers for churches, schools, civic organizations. Call us, we'll send you a price list, and we'll take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan at 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The
the Q-tip up your beak to your brain, and test results can take a week. That's too late, and it irritates your nostrils. It was fun to have it done, but Canada just made a new test for COVID-19.
Thing where a man who works for Pfizer says this second round of Corona is all bullcrap. And it is. It's all bullcrap. It's all about Donald Trump. It's been about Donald Trump since day one, friends. Does everybody understand that? And boy, have they tested you to see how obedient you'll be when the right kind of government comes in. And yet the polls are telling us, you see the crowds at Trump's rallies, packed to the rafters, thousands and thousands of people. Here's Joe today. Somebody asked about Hunter Biden receiving money from not just China, not just the Ukraine, but Russia as well. Trump didn't get a dime from Russia. He made a phone call to the Ukraine, and they impeached him for it. And they'll impeach him again because he has the audacity to do his job and nominate somebody for the Supreme Court they know is going to get approved. They are the most evil sons of bitches I've ever seen in my life, and I am not apologizing for that. Evil, horrible people. Here's Joe, leader of this clown.
I'm hearing, how is your role as vice president in charge of policy in Ukraine and your son's job in Ukraine, how is that not a conflict of interest?
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done.
Yeah. Prosperity. Like it's coming out of a faucet. What does that mean, Joe? God. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Greg, I've called in a few times before. I listened to your first few comments concerning the schools and the BLM getting into public schools now and that whole, and your question you ask them, they're going to wake up into a country where they don't really recognize anymore.
No.
Yeah, I have a comment about that. Actually, a couple. Number one, you know, if you were to ponder the thought here, I'm sure you have and others have, but imagine if this was going on in the former Soviet Union. How would the Russians handle if they had this stuff going on there like we have going on here? And the other thing that comes to mind for me is that being kind of a student of military history, especially, you know, back during the days of the Roman Empire when they were at their height, you could have never convinced any loyal Roman soldier or physician that there would never one day not be a Roman Empire, but sure as hell, there ain't one now.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm currently a police officer. I'm also a retired Marine, and I see this going on all around us. And the only thing I can say, it's just total ass clownery, if I can say that on the air or not. But that's what it is. And you're right, absolutely right. People need to wake up, and they need to wake up
fast.
Very, like today.
Uh-huh.
And, because it is. This is evil, pure, adulterated evil, and I don't want my grandkids growing up or my kids growing up in the country that these people are in charge of. Just don't want it to happen to them. And that's really all my comments, and I appreciate you letting me say them.
Sure. And you're absolutely right. I think about that every time I hear about a baby being born. I look at little kids that are actually enjoying their childhood, you know, playing, using their little imaginations. They have fun. The Democrats have destroyed childhood. They're shoving sexual, not just material, but lifestyles into the elementary school years. I don't see why that is necessary. I just don't. There, Joe Biden sidesteps question. He sure did. You want to hear that again? You want to hear Mr. Wannabe President, when somebody actually, I don't know how this guy got into the press conference. Usually they don't let people ask tough questions of Joe about the news today. And you have to go to the New York Post to get the whole story. But basically, Hunter Biden is up to his eyeballs in money from three sources, China, Ukraine, and Russia. And Joe gets very testy when they...
No president.
Come on,
how is your role as vice president in charge of policy in Ukraine and your son's job in Ukraine, how is that not a conflict of interest?
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done.
Yeah. 32% GDP growth in the third quarter. Nobody's done that before, you dick. God, I hate these people.
Okay.
I'm not going to, you know, this wasn't something that turned up on a remote dark website. It's a report by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee and Treasury Committee alleging potential criminal activity by Hunter Biden and associates. Among its findings, it says Burisma paid a $7 million bribe to Ukraine officials to shut down an investigation into Hunter, who is getting paid $50,000 a month to sit on the board. Even on ABC television, when they asked him, I don't know nothing about no oil or gas. I mean, you know, it's almost like some kind of alternate reality. We're living with the truth, and they're living in fantasy land. Let's grab this call from Steve, then we'll take a break. Hey, Steve. Steve.
Hi, Greg. How are you today?
How do I sound?
Like you are wired for sound. Well, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. I'm not even going to touch that Hunter Biden garbage because it makes me so angry. But there are a couple of things I'd like to touch on. One, when you first came on, you were talking about the situation in Louisville. Well, that just burns me to no end because I think mainly they had this idiot commentator on talking about it after they passed that judgment, talking about, you know, this guy just unloaded his weapon. And my first thought was, have you ever been in a firefight? Have you ever been shot at? Have you ever been a police officer? Because one thing is for certain. In the middle of a firefight, you don't even think about how many rounds you're firing. And police officers are taught from day one, when you have to use your weapon, you use it to the point that you eliminate any and all threats.
Right.
Okay, my second thing that I'm upset about is last night they finally showed some unshown footage of this incident in Kenosha with the 17-year-old that killed those two guys. Well, this footage proves that he was fired at first and that he was, in fact, defending himself. There is no way in hell that kid should be brought up on charges other than being stupid for being there to begin with.
Yeah. But stupid is not a crime.
This is true. And there again, you got prosecutors.
It speaks to the people who are so afraid, so fearful, knowing that nothing's going to be done to protect property. In a place like Kenosha, I've talked about it 100 times. I spent a lot of time there. It's a beautiful little town. How this could happen there is beyond me. And then you've got this guy coming up because, obviously, who's stopping it? Who's stopping it? Nobody.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And that that thing about that bar owner, that just burns me to no end. especially when that idiot prosecutor said what he did.
Yeah, well, he had to come to him because he supported Donald Trump. That
right.
is, I'm sorry.
You know, that should be grounds for disbarment in itself.
Can you imagine, and thank you for the call, can you imagine some prosecutor justifying a situation because, well, you know, they had it coming because he voted for Obama? The crucifixion would have been instantaneous.
Yeah, that's unconscionable.
It is. All right. One of the things you may have learned, spending more time around the house over the last 6 months now. 6 months. I think 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah. 6 months ago today, the curfews and lockdowns went into place. Meemaw's first shutdown. And over this time, you've probably become much better acquainted with the furniture in your home than you'd planned on. And found to your chagrin that, you know, this couch isn't as comfortable as I'd like. This chair, eh. You know, when you have to spend more time at home, you learn things like this. So my suggestion is check out 65,000 square feet of selections at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Those of you who have been furniture shoppers for many years here in the River Region should know the name Dale Thornell. She's new at Kaiser. She joins the team led by Stella and Cheryl Pitts. And these women know that inventory. So when you come in, if you're looking for something specific, they can take you in that direction, whether it's style or price. Or, you know, wear comfortable shoes and wander around and see all there is to see. They also have some great accent pieces if you've got a spot in your home that needs something, you're just not sure what. Everything under that huge roof is marked up to 50% off. You spend $2,000, you can get a 18-month interest-free loan for qualified customers from Synchrony Bank. And the help of Stella and Cheryl and now Dale Thornell will make your experience with Kaiser awesome. It's not a fancy place. Who cares? You're not paying for infrastructure. You're hoping for choice and selection, and boy, do they have it. 4044 Tumka Highway, as I've said many times, too. It's also beyond the taxticals of Montgomery, so it's 8.25% sales tax there and not 10% at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser. ShopKaiser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We hope you are having a great Wednesday afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have congestion right now at all of the major intersections around the boulevard. Very busy on Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge outbound, as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue outbound. I-65 and 85 moving at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery, but mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents in to tell you about at this time. We will be here all afternoon to keep you updated on traffic. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota's never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online, ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans. Sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Policy and Clear Bag Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages.
At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
If you plan to vote by mail, the United States Postal Service is here to deliver your vote safely and on time. You can get ready by following these steps. First, check your state's voting rules and deadlines. Second, request your mail-in or absentee ballot at least 15 days before Election Day. Finally, return your ballot at least 7 days before Election Day. Start today. Contact your election board and find resources at usps.com/voting info.
More time at home means more time to grill, and nothing tastes better off the grill than perfectly aged and tender Omaha steaks. Get the world's best steaks and a huge variety of other favorites shipped directly to your door. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code DELISH in the search bar, and for this week, Omaha Steaks will add 4 burgers and 4 gourmet jumbo franks free when you order the Grill Out's favorite package. Going to the grocery store has become such a hassle. Skip the crowds and order Omaha Steaks today. omahasteaks.com, keyword DELISH.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's Family Sunshine Center has opened a new residential shelter for victims of human trafficking. The shelter has crisis response programs as well as counseling and mental health services. Officials say the shelter will be staffed 24/7 with trained personnel. New guidelines from the CDC discourage people from Halloween traditions this year. The CDC recommends no trick-or-treating, no costume masks, and no indoor costume parties or haunted houses. According to the CDC, those are all high-risk activities. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says that just under 800 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. There are more than 131,000 confirmed cases in Alabama. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have now died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, so 131,000 confirmed cases. That means positive tests. And we know that many of the positive tests have not been positive tests. We've heard from people who went and got tested, decided not to wait in line because they weren't symptomatic, and then got a call later, say, hey, you tested positive. How did that happen?
Without a test.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to make that determination without, the virus on the end of a swab. So there's 4 million people in Alabama, right? 1% of 4 million is 40,000, right? 131,000 positive cases. That's a little over 3% that have tested positive. I forget what he said. And let's not forget the death toll. They're giving out blanket numbers instead of, well, we had this many who the virus was the only known cause of death. When the CDC just released numbers recently, they said the vast majority of coronavirus deaths had 2.5 on average, 2.5 cause of comorbidity. Weakened immune systems, diabetes, all kinds of stuff, obesity. So I ask you, did we not... If only a little over 3% of Alabama even got infected with this thing, what was the percentage of the flu? How many people had the flu this last season? I'm just wondering, what makes this so singularly horrible when the flu not only makes you really, really sick, but can also kill you if you're vulnerable? All right, that's all the happy news. Do I have to send you for a test?
No, I have a tickle in my throat.
That's God's punishment for celebrating my birthday tonight at Palm
No, it's not.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. 1 week now after Sally, we're watching another tropical system approach from the west. This one, more of a rain event. The name is Beta, and we'll watch it move from Mississippi into North Alabama next couple of days. Today, high temperature in the upper 70s. Widely scattered storms are possible, but the chances get a little bit better tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 65. Then tomorrow and Friday, showers and storms become likely. A few tropical downpours, not out of the question. We'll be in the low 80s by Friday. Then there's a risk of some lingering showers over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sly and the Family Stone. It's like, okay, we know there's going to be a decision on the Breonna Taylor thing in Louisville. The left has got its little army ready, all their supplies, everything they need to conduct a good and thorough riot. And the media is all there, ready to televise everything, bring it straight to your home. This is sick. This is sick. This is crazier. This is crazier than the Romans showing up by the thousands to watch people kill each other. At least the people getting involved in that knew they might die. You know, then you hear, how come nobody's rebuilding in Minneapolis and Chicago and other places where they've had $2 billion of destruction? Because no businessman in his right mind is going to go into an area that was just destroyed by people who were not stopped by local authorities. What person in their right mind says, yeah, I'm going to put up a building here, even though my insurance will not cover any destruction caused by civil disobedience? What moron is going to do that? Nobody. It takes decades, decades and powerful decision-making for these areas that are burned out to ever recover, because nobody's going to go in there when the local authorities have already proven we're not going to stop them. Insurance will not cover that. So, no. Why would anybody go back? Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago. Why would Walmart, even if they have a ton of money, why are they obligated to open a grocery store when you sat on your fat ass and didn't do a damn thing? Happy birthday. Hello there, Sharon.
Hi, Greg. I called you with a really nice feel-good story.
Oh,
yes, my mother is in a nursing home in Deathful, in Charlton Place. Mm-hmm. And some wonderful company here in Alabama donated a robotic pet to every resident.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that cool?
That's great.
It has made the biggest difference in my mother in just a week.
There's no question that
people
respond to these things.
Yeah. So I looked them up online because I thought, what do they look like? They are absolutely adorable.
Aww.
They look like the real animal. They've now included fur on them. Yeah, they're really awesome. So anyway, I hope that makes your mood a little bit better on your birthday.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of good good people and good things going on out there, and they just don't seem to get much space in the news now, do they?
No, they don't. Not nearly enough. Well, because there are some very good people out here doing some very nice things.
Yes, there always have been. And yep. They just never get the attention or the applause they deserve.
That's true. Unfortunate, but true.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're very welcome.
All right, Jaqueline's on the road. We're going to try and get her on if she can get in. I know on that drive there are places you cannot get a cell connection, Verizon. So maybe we'll hear from her. In the meantime, with the lines open, this would be a good time to redeem the winning word, the wing finger winning word that we gave out this morning. How about a little contest? Let's go back to Sly and the Family Stone for some riot music. And we'll take caller 7 at 272-9228 with that winning word. A riot going on.
There's going to be a good riot at Baumhauer's tonight over your birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to protest because I don't want to have a celebrated birthday.
You'll be
tonight.
Shouted down.
Here is caller one. Try again quickly. You are caller two. Please try again quickly. I think I frightened everybody away. Wing finger winning word.
There you go.
You only gave it 1,000 times. 272-9228. You are caller three. You are caller four. You are caller five. I hate to say this, but you are caller six. You just missed. And who is this?
This is Beverly.
Beverly, how are you today, Beverly?
I'm good.
Beverly, do you have the wing finger winning word?
Amazing.
Woohoo!
And just like that, Beverly, you win a lunch for two at Wing Fingers. That's Bob's.
And I was caller seven?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank y'all so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Y'all, so much. Yeah, lunch for two, Wing Fingers, however you want them, a side, a beverage, and free parking in the RSA headquarter building at 201 Union. And whether it's raining or not, you'll be able to go in climate control comfort. Please hold. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning. Jesse Lynn's in charge of the wing finger winning Beverly. Word. I have no idea what she's picking, but we'll find out then.
Give me
all right, so Beverly, good work. We're hoping to hear from Jaqueline. Ryan Turner's going to stop by this afternoon. We've had a lot of calls about this new process. Well, it's not new. It's actually been around for a while. An infusion called Cryoskin 3.0. And if you're one of the many who have... seen their waistline expand during these uncertain times? Many have, yeah. If your belt is starting to leave marks, you want to hear what he has to say about that and how this amazing process works. And Brad McDonald, I don't understand. There was such amazing news about the gross domestic product for this last quarter that the market did not have a very good day. Okay. Wow, finished down 525 points. So we'll find out what's going on. He's been telling us to expect some corrections, so... I can't say I'm totally surprised. I just like to see green. Oh, if you want to see real green, you need to get in your car, aim it, get it out to Vaughan Road, then aim it east for about 15 or 20 minutes and check out Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. This has been one of the great revelations of 2020. Not everything we've learned in 2020 has been bad news. They've got their fall mums in, and I'm telling you, I'm looking at...
All right, thank you, man.
Looks like miles of these amazing, full-bodied...
Congratulations.
Enormous right. mums
you too.
Ready for the taking. And
happy hour.
All you got to do is drive out there and get them. Lots of likes on this. Gary? Beautiful, beautiful mums.
Gary?
With little yellow buds.
You're not
really nice.
The word,
and if you visit them on Facebook and look at the pictures, you'll see what I'm talking about. This is a place that obviously is not to grow things. The zinnias, which have become a favorite, still on sale for $6. They not only thrive, but they're very, very colorful. And anything you buy at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, they'll give you the proper instructions on how to care for it, nurture it, so it lasts like mine do. You know, I wish Spotlight was here. The blue plant we put in the by the window.
Salvia.
Salvia. You looked that up for me, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, blue salvia. Oh, man. You know, we asked Clay, we need something that we've got an area here that's been fundamentally dead. we'd like to put something in there to give it some green and maybe a little color. And he suggested blue salvia. And, man, that has...
They're beautiful.
They're about 10 times the original size. That's how well they've grown. Yeah.
Red salvia are beautiful, too.
Well, I got the blue.
Yeah.
And I like them. Cash check business. Just take Vaughn Road into 110 East, just past mile marker 22. You'll see them on the left. The drive out there is cathartic, and it'll be even more pleasant in the cooler weather ahead. And look up Fitzpatrick Greenhouse on Facebook. 355, Gary.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a question, or maybe, so they said we had 180,000 people in Alabama tested positive for COVID, 800 people in the hospital. I think 2,500 have died and maybe 40,000 have recovered. We're still missing like 80,000 people. So what is their diagnosis then?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's the same thing with the national numbers, too. There's always a big gap between diagnosed and cured. I don't understand that either. But you're right. You're absolutely right. I'll see if I can find out.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller and love your show. Thank you.
Oh, man,
hey,
thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Jeb, before you go away, give him the clap.
Please clap.
Thank you.
Yay. Call again.
Now, see, Gary, nobody got hurt. You can do it again.
All right, so have a great afternoon.
We don't bite. Most of the time.
She's learning. Rosie is learning what it's like to hang out in this studio. Let's see how the roads are moving to 356.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. No accidents that we know of to tell you about at the moment. However, a lot of congestion everywhere. Our most congested areas, Taylor Road, the Heartburn Highway, never disappoints this time of day, from Atlanta Highway all the way to Vaughn. Very busy there, as well as East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge, and Congressman Dickinson on Highway 231 to Wetumpka. Very busy this afternoon. Registration for mini-term B classes going on now through October 10th at Trenum State Community College. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You are smooth.
Yeah.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Today's radio show is sponsored by people who sponsor things.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes,